You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This Investment Minds episode is brought to you by Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. Investec recently launched a vodcast series titled Investec Minds. The series aims to tap into the most valuable minds the business has on various topics affecting the investment landscape. Each episode aims to offer insights into relevant topics, but also potential investment opportunities that might come about as a result of these discussions. It's definitely a series you don't want to miss. Luckily, we have a snippet from the latest episode. You're about to hear a very familiar voice hosting the series. She is, after all, a brilliant mind herself. Let's listen in.
Hello and welcome to the Investec Minds podcast, where we will be speaking to a number of leading experts over here at Investec. This is episode 2. My name is Fifi Peters. Happy to be with you as always. And we'll be tackling the topic of grey listing today. You will recall that it has been over a year since South Africa was placed on the grey list by the Financial Action Task Force. This is a list that countries go who have weak controls when it does come to money laundering and terrorist financing. So to help us understand what the impact has been on the country, the economy in the past year, I'm joined by Happy Shihao. She's the head of compliance over at Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. Happy, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Grey listing is a topic that's become a buzzword for many.
Yeah,
I think we've seen a lot of regulatory developments and changes off the back of us being grey listed.
Now, National Treasury has just issued its latest efforts to try and combat money laundering and illicit financial flows in South Africa. We heard about a circular just saying that certain transactions, what, 24,999 should be reported to the Financial Intelligence Center. This is transactions that are come from abroad, of course. Just your initial thoughts on the proposal and how impactful you reckon it could be.
This change or proposed amendment is absolutely in line with the action items that National Treasury are driving around closing some of the deficiencies that were picked up by the FATF as part of the recommendations that they were testing and off the back of the mutual evaluation reports. Currently, we live with the suspicious transaction reporting in terms of the FIC Act. So it's nothing really new for us. What it just does is now it widens the net and the scope for cash transactions at ports to now be reportable.
We have seen actually government being proactive in trying to get us off the list, businesses like yourselves also making sure the tighter scrutiny is being upheld. So we're told that it's around, five outstanding boxes that we still have to check out, 5 out of 20, which is not too bad in terms of getting off the grey list. So just help us understand where we are exactly in your view and what more needs to be done. You
know, initially, where we started, we were lacking on 20 of the 40. Yes. So that was quite chunky. I think National Treasury has really outdone itself in terms of trying to close off as much as what they have. So of the 15 of the 20 have been re-rated by the FATF, one of which has actually fallen away as non-applicable. The other 14, we are by and large largely compliant or compliant. The 5 shortcomings is more around NGOs and our NPOs, you know, non-profit organizations. NPOs were never necessarily always looked at as high risk as a sector, but you know, when one looks at the quantities and the flows of funds from donors, etc., it should be in a sector that we kept a closer watch on. Customer due diligence around knowing your customer. I know there's a couple of pain points as a consumer, you know, when you try to get some banking services, they want your ID, they want, you know, maybe some blood of yours to make sure that it's you, just to test the level of
history.
All of it.
Fingernail tip.
100%, which is quite frustrating from a client servicing perspective. But what that does is it empowers the financial institutions to know their clients. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the requirement is that understand who is coming into your business and who you are providing financial services to. We need to understand those flow of funds. We need to verify where the funds are flowing. So one of the big changes is around beneficial ownership. And it's really to find a warm body. Who is the warm body behind certain opaque structures, entities? So there's a lot of that, and that takes time. It's a lot of effort, not just on private sector, but also on the regulators around the data and the intelligence that they can then extract out of that. Cash couriers, there's a lot of virtual and fiat currencies that are flying around. We don't necessarily have a good handle on that. I think we're a little bit behind in terms of legislating on the likes of fiat currency and crypto. I think we've been very reactive as a country around having any type of oversight and monitoring and supervision in that space. These are, I mean, some of the challenges that our government agencies need to tackle to make sure that we can comply and fully come off the grey listing before the 3-year period that we've been provided.
Essentially a collective responsibility,
100%.
As you said it. But Happy, thanks so much for your time, making us a lot more wiser when it comes to issues around grey listing and what has been done and what is being done and what still needs to be done.
It's only been a pleasure, and thank you so much.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendations. Investec Bank Limited, an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider.
This Investment Minds episode was brought to you by Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking offers solutions that align with your unique corporate banking needs. Don't settle for ordinary. Contact our award-winning team of specialists dedicated to helping you grow your business. With unwavering expertise and a commitment to excellence, we deliver bespoke solutions to navigate the intricacies of the corporate landscape. From financing and risk management to mergers and acquisitions, Investec ICIB is your trusted strategic partner at every stage. Investec is an authorized financial services provider. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.